Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently, and as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I am your host, Scott Haskin, bringing you another episode. This one, our second episode from season 32, Celebration. Now we're getting into the song Sunrise, going back to Magician's Birthday. Just to give you guys a quick refresher from the weekend, we have Bernie Shaw on vocals, Mick Box on guitar, Phil Lanzen on keys, we have Trevor Boulder on bass, and joining us on drums is Russell Gilbrook. And our first episode started with a bang. I'm very curious to see what they do with Sunrise. Before we get into that, I want to just take a quick moment to thank my graphic artist, Scott Lazinski, who did such an amazing job on the graphic work for this podcast. Also want to thank Audionamics. I will not do a podcast without their instant dialogue cleaner. I do use a couple of Waves products, but boy, I'm going to have to look for an alternative now because Waves is no longer selling individual plugins. They are now doing subscription only, which I hate. I hate that business model. Because I don't need all, 400 of your products. I only use a handful. If something new comes out, I might just want that. I really hate when businesses just change their model and force you into a position of paying a monthly payment. You know, it's like if I subscribed to the, these monthly deals for all the companies that I did business with, that would basically be a house payment. An extra house payment every month just to have access to most things that I'm not even going to need. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm looking around for ways to get around that. If I end up finding a way to do it, then I may do a new podcast tutorial series on YouTube. For those of you who are curious how I do the podcast now, there is a difference between how I do the Haskincast podcast and how I do the Magician's podcast because the type of delivery of the content is done differently. So that being the case, though, I did a whole series on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube channel and there's a link on the website at scotthaskin.com. And you can see the whole tutorial series of how I put the podcast together. So should I, reconfigure it? And I've actually been looking at, meaning to take a look at how I do that anyway. I'll probably wait until this show is done before I dig into that and maybe kind of see if I can revamp it because I've been using the same setup for a few years now. And I'm sure I can probably do it a little bit more efficiently. So we shall see. Time will tell. But in the meantime, so, I appreciate the work that Waves has done. They've made a lot of great products, but I can't support this subscription-only model. If you can't make your plugins available as individuals as well as the subscription model, then it looks like our relationship is over. See ya. There's plenty of other great stuff out there. They do make great products, but they're not the only ones. So not going to worry about that anymore. You know what I am going to worry about is this ever-growing Deep Dive Podcast Network. It's insane the number of shows that we have. When I joined the network, there was only a handful, and it was a much shorter list to read. If you go back to the earlier episodes of the Magician's Podcast, when I started reading the list, it went by very fast, and now it takes a minute. So here we go. Deep breath. We have at the Deep Purple Podcast, Nate and John. We have The Simple Man at Skinnered Reconsidered. Terry T-Bone Mathley at T-Bone's Prime Cuts on the other side. Riot Sabbath Bloody Podcast. Paul, Joe, and David at In the Lap of the Pods. Andy and Mac at Hawk Binge. Eric and Jonathan at Maiden A to Z. Daniel and Josh at Diary of the Mad Men, the ultimate Aussie podcast. Ben and Sam at Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. George and Hattie at the Judas Priest cast, Mark and Corey at And the Podcast Will Rock. Corey and I, along with John Mariano, do another show called Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. And then John and Corey have another show that they do called Backtracks Theme Music. Clay and Rye have a show at called the North by South Podcast. Greg and Jonathan do a show called So Far, So Pod, So What, We have Kevin at the Tom Petty Project, and Kevin teams up with Randy to do another show, the Seaside Pod Review. No nepotism at all in the Deep Dive Podcast Network, and that's quite okay. We have Quinn at And Volume for All, one of our only solo shows besides this one. We have Sav, Nick, Steve, and Mark do the Rock Roulette Podcast. And our most recent is Chaz and Greg over at Regarding Lulu. A lot of shows, guys. Lots of stuff. Pretty amazing list, I have to say. And a couple other friends of the show. We have Brandon over at Metallicast, my favorite Metallica podcast. Also, check out the website, gottahearemall.com, the live histories of Deep Purple, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and all kinds of cool tidbits. And Uriah Heep's manager, Ace, has another show called Louder with Ace. You can check that out at Stitcher or on YouTube. All the links, you guys, are on the Uriah Heep page on my website. Go to scotthaskin.com. Click on that link that says Uriah Heep Podcast. Go all the way down to the bottom, and links for all of these podcasts and the Gotta Hear 'Em All website can be found right there. Man, so many things to check out. But you know what? Including today, we've got 11 more episodes of this show to do. So without further ado, let's just jump right into Sunrise. Love the build of the organs. It sounds to me even like the Leslies start off really slow and then they speed up. For those of you guys who aren't familiar with Leslies, maybe you weren't listening to the shows where we've talked about them in the past, but Leslies are basically speakers that spin, and they're usually attached to a Hammond organ. And as they spin, they oscillate, and they oscillate the sound, and it changes it, and it gives the Hammond organ part of what is unique about its sound. Also with bands like Deep Purple and Uriah Heep, they added distortion to the organ, and they could pump that in whenever they wanted to. Made that from a blues organ to a rock organ, so different of a sound, but really cool. But I love like the little layers of it building, and then you could hear like another layer of oscillation all of a sudden, sounding like vibrato right when we kicked into the point I stopped where the vocals start. So I kind of liked that it tier built like the sunrise coming up. You know, you could see a little bit more and more every passing few seconds. So that was pretty cool. I don't think I noticed that before. I don't really know that it did that before. I'll have to go back and listen to the original version now because I'm not sure. Keeping on par from our song on Friday, they're returning to that original vocal style that they had, and it sounds just absolutely fantastic. Love the bigger drums on this. Very, very powerful. I was able to hear Trevor during that opening, so that was really nice. Playing very smoothly, of course. Already, this is shaping up to be a great version of the song.
Sunrise and a new day breaking through.
I don't know what Phil's playing, but this is very, very different. Really interesting, though. Maybe the organ just wasn't that up front, but I don't recall it being played like this. It's been a little bit since I've listened to the original, but I thought I knew it pretty well. Now I'm starting to question existence entirely.
The morning of another day without you, and as the hours roll. The sunrise and you.
Wow, a very, very strong vocal from Bernie during that verse. I'm loving this sort of Bach-esque piece that Phil's playing. And, you know, it's, wow, I'm really blown away by this version.
Across the the shore, looking for love and nothing more.
Russell is just on fire on this song. You know, for a song that's kind of like, you know, a maybe the upper mid-tempo song and was a nice album opener, this version is really bringing it to a whole new life. I just want to stop this for a second because it's so easy to just be following, you know, Bernie's voice and just kind of hearing everything else, but really focusing on Bernie. For a second, listen to Trevor. You know, what he's playing on bass is fantastic. You know, his usual energetic, meandering playing that we all love so much from the Uriah Heep bass players over the years. This sounds fantastic. I think this song has a better balance of organ to guitar. I can hear Mick a lot better. He's really holding that rhythm steady. Again, he's got a really great sound on this album too. One of the many things I like about him is that he always finds just a great sound to record with. And here it's no different. It's a little heavier, I think, than we've heard in the past. And, you know, here's the thing. If you have a drummer that's louder, your bass player is probably going to play a little heavier. Your guitar player is probably going to push that level a little bit too, not just to keep up, but to keep from getting drowned out. Now, I want to point out these backups sound, even in the higher registers, these sound like the band again. I don't feel like these are female singers. I don't feel like there are singers outside that were hired or brought in to do this. I feel like this is the band. Everything that we're hearing is the actual band. Yeah, that was really fantastic. I'm just blown away by how great this version is. Nice arrangement, great powerful playing from everybody, good mix, just absolutely stunned. For my own sanity, I took a listen back to the original version from The Magician's Birthday. And yeah, Ken's playing a lot more straightforward than what Phil was playing on this one. So that was very inventive. As I thought it was, I just thought, man, did I just never hear this? Did I forget that's how Ken played it? No, it was much more straightforward. So kudos to Phil for that Bach-esque part during the verses. That was really cool, a very surprising and enjoyable addition to the song. Lots of just massive force coming from Russell, really great energy from Mick and Trevor. And I mean, God, Bernie's vocals were just, you know, over the top with just power. Excellent version. So I'm so excited to be covering this album. So excited to get to each of these songs because, you know, even Stealing, which is a pretty, you know, the opening is pretty, pretty mild. I'm going to be really interested to see what they do with that. We'll find that out on Thursday. Meanwhile, tomorrow I'm back on the Haskincast podcast. And of course, every Wednesday, we release a new episode of Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited with my co-hosts, Corey Morissette and John Mariano. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Have a great week. Cheers. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!